This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in our studio tonight, you've got Ian.
You got Vincent.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up what you want. That's the point of the show. Skype username lrn.fm. You just contact us there or call toll-free 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, welcome to our newest radio affiliate, Marion County Messenger Community Radio, WTNW, AM 820, out in Jasper, Tennessee. So welcome on board. If you're a new listener to the show, you probably already have realized that Free Talk Live is different than other talk shows, unless this moment is the very first time you've tuned in, then you wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that this is an open phones panel discussion where, you know, we have different voices on the show usually every night. And most of the people on this program are very pro-liberty. We're not one of those Republican or Democrat shows. We care about freedom. And it doesn't matter, you know, what political party is in charge. None of them want you to be free. So there's always something to talk about. And sometimes we talk about things that are close to home in the United States, or actually we're based, our show is based out of New Hampshire. Sometimes there's some really interesting stuff, like the new mosque that's being opened up by one of our sometime co-hosts here on Free Talk Live in New Hampshire. We talked about that last night. But also internationally as well. Vincent, who is our young co-host in with us here tonight, you're originally from the Quebec province of Canada. And there's a lot going on in Canadian headlines here tonight, Vincent, that I think people around the world might have an interest in. Specifically, I wanted to start, coming up, we'll talk about banning teenagers from trick-or-treating. Apparently, that's now a thing somewhere in Canada. But what I wanted to start with tonight was the legalization situation over there, because as I understand it, and I have not been following this closely, I suspect you might have been following
it. As I understand it, and I don't understand it.
Right, which is why Vincent's here, because Vincent is from, you know, the place in question.
I'm from Bradenton, Florida. That doesn't make me an expert on the things that happen in Bradenton,
Florida. It makes you more of an expert than somebody who's not from Bradenton, Florida.
Oh, God.
So anyway, Vincent,
if you're going to attempt to reason, like, try to do it correctly. Go ahead, Vincent.
So
read
Vincent,
the story.
There's no story for him to read. I've got that story. But I wanted to ask Vincent, you know, have you been following the promises of legalization coming out of the government in Canada? Because there's been a lot of talk about some sort of legalization thing happening there for cannabis. Right?
Oh, yeah. Ever since Trudeau was elected on it, that's what most people think, because, you know, it was kind of a tricky race up there between the incumbent Harper and Mulcair, and because they have three parties up there. And Trudeau.
Well, they have four? No, there are four parties.
There's three main parties. There's there's conservative, liberal, and well, they have many parties, but I'm talking about the three main parties.
Right.
And then there's New Democratic Party. And so, and that was one of the main promises that Trudeau ran on, was legalizing marijuana. So you had a lot of young people and a lot of people who don't usually go vote and voted, and also versus fatigue with the current conservative government, Harper, who is like Canada's version of Bush. And yeah, I've been following it for a while, and it's still a lot in question. Originally, it was going to be all like legalized. Like the official launch date was in July, around Canada Day, July of 2018, but you know, there's a lot of law enforcement pushback. We're saying we're not going to be ready. The stores are not going to be ready. They don't know how we're going to sell it and everything. So it's a gigantic mess.
It's easy to sell weed. You get a scale, you get some baggies, you put the weed in the baggie, and you sell it to the happy customer. I mean, this is not complicated, but of course, government must make things more complicated than is necessary. And of course, the government's police have to act every single moment, every single step along the way of decriminalization or legalization. They have to act like this is the most dangerous thing.
Careful, it can blow!
Happening in the world today.
Right, as though people weren't smoking pot on every street in Canada before this happened.
Right, I remember a decade ago when my ex-girlfriend and I went to Canada for a trip. We went to actually a rave up there. Ended up encountering one of our listeners randomly at the rave, which was cool. But, yeah, I remember going up there and being in the streets of Toronto and smelling marijuana on more than one occasion just from somebody walking around the streets smoking it. And they actually even had back then, and again, this was 10 years ago, they actually had in Toronto locations where you could go in and you could pay and rent a room, and then you could smoke as much cannabis in that room as you wanted, and they would, like, you, there was like an Xbox in there, there was a TV, there were a bunch of DVDs.
Snacks?
I think they had snacks that you could buy maybe downstairs. I don't know if those were actually in the room, but there was
Hawaiian
like
Punch?
There was like a snack bar where you could actually order. Now, it wasn't like advertised openly on the menu, but it was on the menu, but it didn't say exactly what was in it. But basically, it was a $14 milkshake that had marijuana in it. And so they were selling it. And apparently, not long after we went to this particular place, that one got raided, but they had other ones around the city, and I don't know if they just crossed somebody that they shouldn't have crossed or whatever. So there's been a long history of marijuana being used in Canada and, of course, around the globe. And it's been a while since we had Jody or Mark Emery on the show, and it's not because I haven't tried. Mark Emery, who was known as the Prince of Pot, he's one of the most prominent cannabis legalization activist, not just in Canada, but in, I would say, the world, and certainly North America. He was put away for 5 years into a prison in the United States for selling seeds. The Canadian government extradited him to the United States, where he faced, you know, whatever show trial it was, ended up going to prison. And when he got out, it's actually been pretty hard to get in touch with them to book an interview, which I really wanted to do. So we're just going to have to go with what Jody Emery has actually written here, that the liberals have lied. Their pot plan is not legalization. She says the liberal government has introduced its highly anticipated marijuana legalization legislation. Now, apparently this is actually from back in April, so I don't know what the latest updates on this are. But this proposal is not legalization, it's continued criminalization with new, harsher laws designed to punish even more people. She shared this recently, though, on her Facebook. Canadians want marijuana to be legal because they grew tired of seeing family and friends arrested and charged, then denied job opportunities and travel rights. They became frustrated seeing police spend their tax dollars every year going after people for pot when they should be solving serious crimes such as murder, assault, rape, and theft. Decades of studies note that the multi-billion dollar marijuana industry already exists in Canada, despite decades of prohibition. People grow it, sell it, and consume it in massive quantities. And they're not gangsters. In fact, Justice Department court statistics acknowledge that 95% of growers are otherwise law-abiding citizens with no connection to organized crime. Some unsavory people may be involved in the pot industry, but blame that on the government. Their prohibition policy increases the value of cannabis, which makes it attractive to certain groups eager to make money. If coffee were banned tomorrow, organized crime would get into the coffee bean business. Prohibition manufactures crime where none would otherwise exist. Under this legislation, we see continued arrests for possession, growing, and selling, harsher penalties ranging from 14 years to life in prison for various offenses, no pardons or amnesty for Canadians with criminal records, continued dispensary raids and arrests, and a new Reefer Madness propaganda campaign. How exactly is this legalization? The Liberals have simply proposed decriminalizing small amounts of personal possession, 30 grams, which is, you know, an ounce, basically, and plants. You can have four, and they must be very small, she says, which they won't even allow right away. That means tens of thousands of citizens will continue to be victimized by laws that most people agree are unjust. The legislation doesn't restrict access to kids either. It just criminalizes more Canadians by enforcing extremely harsh penalties. Many young adults will face long prison sentences just for sharing a joint with their friends. How does this protect our kids or anyone at all? It seems the legislation simply legalizes a licensed producer oligopoly. Licensed producers exist because patients, growers, and dispensaries were arrested, charged, and won in court. Health Canada's medical marijuana information sheet states they only allow licensed producers because the courts ordered them to do so. So it sounds like what you've got here is a very restrictive proposed legalization protocol here.
Not even as free as Colorado?
Oh, not even close.
Yeah.
Doesn't even sound anywhere close to that.
Yeah, I'm tired of those Canadians talking about how much better their government is.
We're going to come back here with more. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us. Also, Uber's threatened to pull out of Quebec, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
When you read these books, you're going to hear me talk about what I call biostitutes. A biostitute may be a scientist. They will say anything that needs to be said for the right number of millions of dollars. And right now, that industry is just expanding bigger than I've ever seen. I've been doing this for 35 years. So when you see my books, whether it's Law and Disorder, whether it's Law and Vengeance, the next one coming out is Law and Addiction. When you read those books, you'll really see me beating on these biostitutes because it is an industry that runs the risk of destroying everything we believe, and that is we believe that capitalism works fairly. When you put a biostitute in the process, it doesn't.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dickey Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at the Skype username lrn.fm. Feel free to join us there if you like. It's Ian, Vincent, and Mark in the studio with you.
If you're eating 10 servings a day of fruits and vegetables, you are consuming, in their raw form, nearly a gallon of food. And it's just an incredible amount to be able to sort of shove down, and a very difficult feat. This feat does, however, afford you protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all five of the known free radicals. And these are worthy goals. I've managed to get most of the days, the vast majority of the days this month, getting my 10 fruits and vegetables by using Whole Food Multi-Complete's Fruit and Veggie Total. I'll tell you how to get 10% off of that, but I did get on the scale, Ian, and I have lost a little weight. You know, is it? Can I attribute it to this? No, I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm doing jiu-jitsu and I'm doing a variety of things, so I don't know if it has to do with Fruit and Veggie Total. They're not, it's, you know, they're certainly not advertising that they help you lose weight. What they're advertising is that they give you mostly these antioxidants which will help you live longer. I have lived through the whole month, so that much is working. You can join me in eating better, losing weight, living longer, hopefully. And, I mean, it's not going to protect you from getting hit by a bus. And feeling great. Go to simplifymysupplements.com and buy Fruit and Veggie Total. Use coupon code FTL to save 10% on your order. It's simplifymysupplements.com, code FTL.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. The legalization program in Canada is being picked apart by Jody Emery, but Vincent, you say maybe it's not as bad as she's making it out to be. We can dig into that a little bit further coming up here, and again, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Plus, coming up, basic income trial. That's a lot of people are talking about, the idea that people should just be able to get a check because they can fog a mirror, because they exist. They deserve a check.
But from whom, Ian?
Well, that's the question. You're going to get into that coming up here in moments. But let's go first to Wallace, calling from Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wallace.
Hello, guys. After spending 53 days in a local hospital with major complications, I was given a very interesting saga. Normally speaking, you can, if you're on one of the governmental, state or federal governments, you can count on that if you're in the hospital and you need something that that basically you need to survive in terms of medication, you get it, usually without an argument. I was getting the equivalent of chemotherapy for a cancerous tumor in my pancreas.
Nice.
And not everybody has something like that. But aside from being now an amputee, they told me...
What part did you lose?
I lost one-third of my left foot.
Sorry to hear that.
First, it was about two-thirds of my left foot, and then they found that the cancer gangrene went up my bone, and they chopped off about 4 inches below my knee.
Whoa.
So now I am, in fact, the one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest, as one of the journalists that has interviewed me in the last couple of days concerning this other situation. But anyway, they told me that a hospital, if you want mommy to mention, I can, otherwise it's the southern portion of Vermont, was treating me for this tumor, along with one in New Hampshire. And they told me that A, I'm not a candidate for an operation, and that I've had one of a couple of things, which included radiation, which everybody knows that that's iffy, chemotherapy, which they said I wasn't a candidate for, and this other thing that basically they inject a 3-inch needle in your butt and takes, I don't know, maybe a minute, 2 minutes. And you do this once a month. So I was getting this for a couple of months. And then, like Humpty Dumpty, I had a couple of great falls and, cracked my left hip and some other bones, including ribs. So they, they put me in this local hospital where I live, which is a pretty big one. And I said, hey, guys, you know, I'm getting up to that 30 days. I need this injection. Well, we could give it to you if you were an outpatient, but we can't give it to you as an inpatient.
What's the difference? What does that mean?
Well, it means that the shot, by the way, is $6,500 plus.
It's an expensive shot.
Not everybody, myself included, at this stage of life, I'm 67, can cough up that kind of money once a month, not just a one-time thing.
Yeah, sure.
So they said, if you were outpatient, like I was before I went in, and I was getting it paid for by Uncle Sam and the state of Vermont, whatever the ratio is, everything was semi-fine. The growth, they would do MRIs, and the tumor wasn't getting any bigger. But they warned me that if I stopped, even for, say, a month, that in all probability the tumor would grow, and eventually you know what the result is.
Yeah.
So when they told me this, I said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me if I check myself out, AMA, against medical advice, that I can arrange either to a hospital or this other one further south of me to get this blood shot? What are my chances of doing that and coming up and being admitted, readmitted? And he says, well, you know, with what you've got, and I was in traction for a while, and you know what that is like.
I don't.
You can't move.
You can't move. But my brain, my eyes, my mouth, and what do they say? Let your fingers do the walking through the yellow pages. Well, as you guys know, I don't take this kind of nonsense lightly, and you know what? I usually do.
So let me see if I'm clear on what's happening here. You were told you can't get this shot because you weren't the right kind of patient?
Right. In other words, if I was there, and the way it works, and this is why I want to tell everybody in the U.S., after about 2 or 3 days, most of what you've got, if you're on one of the government programs, they basically pay everything, and in most cases, you know, the hospital's either waived or there's no deductible. Well, that's fine and dandy. But in this case, they told me I either have to cough up $6,500 plus.
And this was what they were demanding of you, even though you were on the government program?
Yeah. I mean, there was no question I was getting what I was getting down at the Southern Hospital. But the second that I was admitted for other reasons, and of course, this is just, it only takes like maybe a minute, 2 minutes, like you were getting a flu shot, only it's in the clutch. And
if they admitted you for other reasons, then they would have given you the shot for free?
No.
All right, hang on. More coming up here in moments. It's all very confusing.
Yes. You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in to the show at Skype username lrn.fm. We are getting into the confusing world of government health care coverage, which is what Wallace has called in about in Vermont. We're going to continue with his call, see if we can make some kind of heads or tails of what the problem is. Of course, we know the problem is government control of healthcare, but how is that manifesting itself in Wallace's case? We'll share that with you. And if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you can join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to Wallace in Vermont, Wallace, you'd gone into a hospital. You ended up having a portion of your foot and then leg removed due to some kind of cancerous situation. There was a shot of some sort that you were expecting to receive. It was a $6,500 shot. They told you you couldn't have that shot because something that I'm not really quite clear on yet. So you were supposed to be on some kind of government program to cover the cost of this, but they told you you couldn't get it because of, what was it now?
That I was simply an inpatient. if I was outpatient. Not.
What does that mean? What is an inpatient versus an outpatient?
Inpatient is in the hospital. Outpatient is not in the hospital.
Inpatient
okay.
is like you're incarcerated in jail. And basically, outpatient is, you know, you're like Monopoly just visiting.
And they said you could have gotten the shot if you were an outpatient?
I was actually getting the shot. I had two shots prior to what put me in the hospital with a fractured hip.
So you were receiving the shot because you were an outpatient. You then became an inpatient, were actually in the hospital, and then they said, sorry, because you're an inpatient, you don't qualify to have the government cover this. But if you were to get out of the hospital against our recommendations and then come back as an outpatient, we'd then be able to give it to you?
Yeah. And there apparently is approximately 10,000 medications of this type that's very expensive that would put somebody, if they're not already in the poorhouse, in the poorhouse, if they had to pay it out of pocket.
Pretty quick.
But Uncle Sam and the state of Vermont and other states basically say, well, you know, if you're an outpatient and you wait in the waiting room and go in and a nurse or nurse practitioner, even a doctor, OD or MD can administer it and say 10 minutes after they give you advice that you might get who knows what as a result of it, like they have to do for all medication, to play it safe so they don't get sued. And, of course, I've got that reputation. But anyway, they said, sign yourself out. You either come back in on another day, of course, or go down to this other hospital, which I'm getting most of my treatment, along with the one over in New Hampshire that you guys know very well. And I said, well, how do I get back into jail? How do I get back into this hospital once I get out? Because you got all these tubes in me. You got the traction, which is a glorified pulley system that puts pressure, in my particular case, on the very extremities that were messed up as a result of all these dumpy falls. Again, as a result of more medical malpractice, but I won't get into that. So I turned around, and as you guys know me, I said, I'm not going to put up with this nonsense. So while I'm flat on my back in traction, I throw together a set of papers returnable in federal court. I get one of my neighbors in the building where I live to pick up the papers at my hospital room, bring it over after I get a person in the hospital and notarize the papers. They run them over.
Okay, what were you going to do with these papers? We don't need the step-by-step.
What's going to happen here, Wallace? This is what I don't understand exactly the point of the call. I need you to focus like
the
a laser.
Point of the court,
help
the
us
point
out
of the
here.
Court is that after I sent the various attorneys for these entities copies of the papers, within 72 hours, they called me up all apologetic and said, oh, please don't sue us. We'll give you this, but we're only going to give it to you on a one-time basis. I says, are you telling me that if I have more complications, which is probably I'm anticipating more problems, that I'm going to have to go through the same nonsense? You guys don't know who you're messing with. So I don't know when it's going to be calendared for trial, but I got my shot. I'm an outpatient now, and I'll get the medication. But I'm an atheist.
And you went ahead and sued them anyway, so they gave you the shot and you went ahead and filed the lawsuit?
No, I gave them copies. One of the easiest ways when you want to turn around and settle a case quick is send copies of your anticipated filings.
I see. So you said, here's what I'm going to file if you don't give me the shot.
Right. So they said, well, we'll be nice to you, Mr. Bad Guy. We'll give you the shot. But heaven help you if you get the same situation again. Well, there's common law that says that.
Well, it's frustrating, having to deal with the government. Unfortunately, that's the situation a lot of people have been put in. Good luck, Wallace. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is what people look.
Really, the problem with it isn't to fine-tune it, it isn't the government involvement with healthcare, which is, you know, what caused this. It's that people are divorced from the prices and payment mechanisms when it comes to healthcare.
Well, it's government that does that.
It's government that has taken, I mean, you know, many people are going to be, when they're told, hey, you want a bunch of free medical care? Come on. Is all you have to do is turn 65 or whatever Medicare is, then we're going to take care of you. Well, turns out they don't take care of you.
Right, but then you don't have any kind of real ability to hold them responsible because it's the government. I mean, if they promise you something and then they renege on that agreement, as they've done with, let's say, military veterans so many times, then, well, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. I mean, you're dealing with a criminal enterprise that at its core is based on violence, and they can change the rules anytime they want to, and that's frustrating. And, you know, it's got to really hurt when your own personal health or health of a loved one is what's on the line. You know, it's one thing when government screws up some paperwork at the DMV. It's another thing when what they're doing might cause somebody you care about or you yourself to be in, you know, a drastic amount of pain, for instance. And that is frustrating. People want the government to take care of these things for them, but that's the problem with the government. And it was actually Joseph Stalkop, who's one of the state representatives. He was talking about this in a presentation he made. He's a libertarian state representative who flipped from the Democratic Party, and he was talking with some college kids yesterday here in Keene about, like, well, you may want the government to do these things, and you may have enough political sway at some given moment in time to accomplish creating some government program that you think is actually going to help people, but there's no reason why that program is going to continue forever because somebody else might get in control of the government after that and then come in there and, you know, put a stop to your program, and then all of a sudden the sick people you thought you were helping, they're out on the street, and, you know, they're not getting the help that they deserve. So at some point, we have to look at other alternatives for how to organize healthcare. And, of course, to me, the best alternative to any kind of central control is decentralization, and that is to have no central controlling authority making these decisions for hospitals and doctors, and allowing the marketplace through competition, through open and innovation, and, you know, government being hands off and just allowing these things to happen, to bring prices down, to improve the quality of the service that is offered. But unfortunately, nobody's proposing this. You know, all the proposals out there are going to be reworkings of the existing status quo. You know, a tweak over here, a tweak over there, which is ultimately going to do nothing to really create the competitive marketplace that is necessary to bring healthcare costs down. We're not going to see that anytime soon, unfortunately.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. At Skype username lrn.fm. Ian Vinson and Mark in the studio tonight. Of course, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We do have a web forum. It's relatively new as of the last few months. You can go check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. And I believe all three of the hosts on the show tonight have accounts on that forum. So you can check that out, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and others from around the internet, around the Shire. Over at forum.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Stefan is on the line, and we can get back into marijuana legalization coming up in moments. We just had Wallace on the line telling us about an absolutely nightmarish situation involving his health and government health care programs, which, of course, when you put your hands in or your health in the hands of the government bureaucracy, you shouldn't be surprised when they treat you like a number.
It's really hard not to.
So anyway, Stefan, you're on from Ohio on Skype. Go ahead.
I'd like to discuss government involvement in healthcare, actually.
Sure.
You'll notice programs like Medicare are actually extremely popular amongst people, and the vast majority of Americans want the government involved in healthcare. And you'll notice that the argument is always, well, other countries do it just fine. And yep. But I notice a lot of people on the right and some libertarians don't give the best of arguments because there's never a lot of substance to what they say. They never actually say how the market is going to bring prices down. They just say, oh, just get rid of the state line borders and get the government out of healthcare and it's all going to be great. Why is it that nobody ever explains why the prices will be cheaper?
Because explaining it is pointless. It's essentially you get into a battle of different schools of economics where, you know, I say that, hey, look, whenever the marketplace is involved, customer service rises and prices drop. That's how the marketplace works. You can look at it at industry after industry. The other people sure. say, oh, yeah, well, this particular or that particular economist says it'll be just fine. So, you know, who are you? And that's where you're stuck on that. I think the very best thing you can say is if a country has features that you want, what are you doing here? Why is it that you demand that this country do the thing that these other countries do?
Well, because it's hard to move somewhere.
It is hard to move, but I picked up and moved my life for more liberty.
You're unusual.
I am.
Most people are going to stay, you know, but an object at rest tends to stay at rest.
Well, and also you move from within one country to another area of a country. It's different from someone from the U.S. moving to Denmark, where
you have to beg for permission from the U.S. to leave. You have to beg for permission from Denmark to arrive.
Give me the opportunity to move to a country that is significantly freer than the United States, freer than New Hampshire, where there is an ongoing and vibrant liberty community, and I will move.
You don't even have that in the U.S.
We've got the freest state in the Union and an ongoing vibrant liberty community.
But who cares?
Well, not that many people care.
About 2,000 people cared enough to pick up and move. Another 18,000 cared enough to sign.
And how many people live in New Hampshire?
About 1.3 million.
So that's a statistical, you know, mouse fart as far as I'm concerned. But
sure.
That's
no, it's not. Wait, no, you don't understand.
Let me address the issue now that you've made the point. So first off, 1.3 million people don't vote. You asked me how many people live here. So if you just talk about the people who vote, most of them vote during presidential elections. They don't vote in off-time elections. And what that shows us is that a political activist is many hundreds of times more valuable than a voter.
Oh, absolutely.
So why aren't you... Sorry.
And we have probably about as many political activists, libertarian activists, as there are Republican and Democrat activists.
Which is not a mouse fart. I mean, that's a more significant number. We have, you know, three libertarian state representatives who are actually seated state reps. We have others who are there as Republicans and Democrats, but would personally identify as libertarian, voluntarist, or even anarchist. We've got more libertarians in the state government positions, in state representative positions, than all of the rest of the world combined. I mean, this is not a mouse fart, and anybody who says that doesn't know anything about what's been happening here with the New Hampshire freedom migration.
But I think it's a great point, and lots of people think it, and it's worth addressing. So I appreciate that, Stefan. Go right ahead.
But I'll add something to that. You said most people don't tend to vote outside of presidential elections. Most people, I would agree. They do not care about politics in the least, and they don't care to get involved. But I'm sure a lot of them would agree that the state gives them a bunch of heck that they don't need. So why isn't that you guys' target demographic? Why isn't the outreach?
Who's that?
The people that don't vote, the people that just don't care.
We have done that over and over again, Stefan. And as frustrating as it is for people to hear, it is very, very, very difficult to get people who are politically apathetic to not be politically apathetic.
No doubt, no doubt.
That you yourself cannot change another human being. Your best bet is to appeal to people who are already here in the freest state in the Union, where we have more libertarians before we moved, who are active, and work within the political process to get to fortify those people, whether it's as Republicans or Democrats, it doesn't really particularly matter, rather than trying to bring to the polls. People have done it, Stefan. I think the best example is Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura, as a WWE professional wrestler, was able to get to the polls, get to the polls, right? They were able to get people to the polls. But I can't get people to the polls. What's that?
Yes, he was a celebrity.
He was a celebrity. He has an advantage.
I'm a celebrity by a small margin, and that wouldn't make the least bit of difference as far as I've gone door to door for people here.
Yeah, but your level of renown is nothing compared to Jesse Ventura.
In libertarian circles, I'd argue, in terms of you being a celebrity, but compared to Jesse Ventura of like being a household name at one point.
That's
let me tell you this.
He won.
We ran somebody for Ward 1. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is the least active ward and contains the college students.
Yeah.
Any college student where he campaigned tirelessly, offered rides and, talked about issues that would be important to college students, we couldn't tell a statistical variant in the votes. Which is to say that by our best measure, not one of those stinking, lazy, teenage punks
Nothing
went out and
Vincent.
voted. But Vincent was going to vote anyway.
Vincent wasn't in that
election. He wasn't there at that time.
Okay, but doesn't that say that maybe the messengers just suck? I mean, if somebody as stupid as Bernie Sanders can get people out to vote, dumb college kids to vote, why is it so difficult for libertarians to get people to vote?
Because you're telling people who've never had responsibility that you're going to take care of their problems. You're telling people whose problems have their butts have been wiped by their parents their whole lives.
You mean if you're Bernie
Sanders? After that, we're going to wipe your butts when your parents stop. Yeah, that's a message that sells. There's the sizzle. Where's the sizzle in? We're the party that says you got to take responsibility for yourself.
We're going to leave
you
alone.
You who have never had responsibility for yourself are finally going to get to take responsibility. And with responsibility comes freedom, young man or woman.
Maybe that's not the right way to market it, because that sounds Republican as heck. You're not advocating their freedoms.
I can't tell you. I mean, I can't be anything but a Republican. It's the reason that I'm a Republican.
Well, so James Cleveland is who you're talking about, Mark. He was the candidate that ran in this election. It was a state representative election.
And he ran as a?
And he ran as a Democrat.
Okay.
And his message was 420 YOLO blaze it. Swag. 420 swag YOLO blaze it. And I didn't know what
that's
swag
funny.
Was, but
I'm not entirely sure.
Swagger, it's kind of antiquated now.
So, well, at the time, it seemed like the thing to do. And so he was trying to, you know, pitch or pander to this particular crowd, the college students. He focused all his time and effort on them. He focused on the issues that they cared about, and they responded positively. I was in the streets doing cop block one night. James was out with me, and he had already been out, you know, handing out flyers for weeks in advance of this, and so people knew who he was. They recognized him when he would walk down the street. You even had, like, frat boys chanting, Cleveland, Cleveland, as he would walk down. So, like, they knew who he was.
He had the name recognition.
They loved him. They loved the idea of, you know, cannabis legalization or legalizing underage drinking or whatever it was that he was promoting. But it just, you know, didn't translate into action. And that's just a problem with apathy. It's a problem with college students, and not just college students. I mean, there was, you know, it's just a problem with people in general. And it's frustrating, but that's one of the reasons why we are migrating people together, because libertarians have been separated for far too long. And thank you for the call, Stefan. They have been ineffective where they are for far too long. And the idea is, well, let's be more effective together by getting the people who care about liberty into the same geographic area, which is New Hampshire, and that's why there's this ongoing New Hampshire Freedom Migration. You can learn more over at move.shiresociety.com, and we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to join us on the radio here. Coming up, we'll talk about the basic income idea. Vincent will tell us about that. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.